To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Please be seated. An extraordinary message from an extraordinary messenger, and yet made all the more extraordinary because of who it is given to. Very ordinary people, shepherds, agricultural workers, watching their flocks by night. Extraordinary, because how could shepherds expect to ever see a royal baby? And why would a king be lying in a manger instead of a crib in a palace? It's so extraordinary that it's almost unbelievable. Fake news, you might say. And yet, the shepherds went with haste to Bethlehem. Despite their questions, they went to see if the sign given by the angels was true. After all, it was a message given by the Lord's angel. It's not every day that an angel stands in front of you, that the glory of the Lord shines around you, and an angel army sings praises to God in front of you. So they went to see if the sign that they had been promised was true. We also come and see. Despite our questions, despite our doubts, we might also wonder, is it fake news or is it real? Did it really happen as we just heard? Did a young woman named Mary really lay her baby in a manger because there was no room for them in an inn? Did angels really appear before shepherds and sing glory to God in the highest? Does it matter to us today, 2,000 years later? The shepherds went to see. They went to Bethlehem to see the sign promised by the angels, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And they saw the sign, and they believed. Why would they doubt? Surely this baby is the Son of God. We also come and see, 2,000 years later, we come to gather together, to light candles, to tell the story, and to hear the announcement proclaimed, to you is born a king, a savior, God with us. We come because it's true. We come like the shepherds because it's extraordinary. We come like the shepherds because it's for us and for all people. We come like the shepherds because God brings us into God's story. God comes to regular folks, to shepherds, to dishwashers, to night stalkers at Walmart, to teachers, to nurses, to office workers, construction workers. God comes to all people. God is here now, in the light and in the darkness. God is here in the warmth and outside in the cold. God is here in the meal that we share. And God is at our table as we sit down to our meal. We come every year to celebrate, to sing songs, praising God, like the shepherds, because it's true. We sing songs praising God because it's good news. It's news of great joy, and it's for all people. To you, a Savior is born. To you, the Messiah comes. For you, God comes and walks among us. To you, Jesus came and lived and died. The Lord has come. to you a king is born, a savior, the Messiah. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all people. Amen.